kings, rulers, governors, right? The political leaders of the world. Where do the political leaders of the world gather today? United Nations. Kings and rulers and governors have placed upon themselves the brand of Antichrist and are represented as the dragon who goes to make war with the saints. So we see at the end of the world, the United Nations, the dragon power, that in Revelation 17 says, symbolizes them as 10 kings that have received no kingdom, just one kingdom. They were still future in Revelation 17, but they weren't going to receive 10 kingdoms. They weren't going to receive 10 nations. They were going to receive one kingdom, the entire world. These 10 kings symbolize the dragon power. Revelation 17 tells us they're going to come together with the beast for a short space, for 1 hour. For a brief period at the end of the world, as Sister White says here in Maranatha, under one head, the papal power, the United Nations is going to come together with the papacy, empowered by the false prophet, the United States, and that's what's going to be persecuting God's people during the Sunday Law time period, and we have been forewarned through, among other places, the Great Controversy. Now, how is it that if Protestant America is the power, the financial power, the military power that is empowering the United Nations, how is it that Protestant United States is going to accept the leadership under one head of the papal power? It's already in place. This is an article, a recent article from the political campaign from a newspaper. Texas Governor George Bush endorsed continued permanent observer status at the Holy See at the United Nations. Do you know why he endorsed that? Because there has been an ongoing, if you've watched the United Nations, there's been an ongoing large disagreement between the United Nations and the papacy since its very foundation. Do you know what they've been arguing about more than anything else? Abortion. The one world government people, they want to be able to control population. Read their documentation. They want to take control of the population. And the Pope of Rome says you shouldn't have any kind of population control. And they've had a tremendous argument. And last year, the argument came forth that there was those in the United Nations that were fed up with the Pope. And they said, let's take a vote and get any observer status out of here by the Vatican, because they thought they had the numbers. And when the vote came about, the Vatican prevailed. And during that time period, that's when George Bush made that statement. Let me